Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Welcome to episode 79 of the Real Talk with Dana podcast. This episode is a little bit of a change of pace from our regularly scheduled interview type episodes, because I wanted to do a workshop style episode on fear, body image, and food with you guys so we can really dig into some of the topics that we went into last week with Amy Smith from The Joy Junkie. Even though a lot of the things we talked about weren't directly about our relationship with food and our bodies, the topics that we were talking about have so much crossover with food, dieting, our relationship with food and our bodies, and our deep-seated beliefs about ourselves that drive us to these behaviors around eating, around dieting, and around exercise that then lead to the complicated relationship with food and our bodies. And it's really not about the food. It's the beliefs that we have about food and about our bodies and our worthiness that we need to start working on, not another diet change. And then just a little update for you guys before we get started today. I'm going to be doing a listener questions episode recording soon with Christina. So either email or direct message me on Instagram with your questions that you would like me to answer on an upcoming episode. And definitely be looking out for some Break the Diet Cycle updates coming soon from us as well. So if you want to get in on the next round of the course, stay tuned or email us. There is that option too. Okay, let's get to the workshop-y style episode type thing that we're going to do today. Now, if you haven't listened to last week's episode with Amy, highly, highly recommend that you do that before you listen to and work through this episode, because I promise it'll make a lot more sense and you'll probably get a lot more out of it if you listen to episode 78 with Amy Smith before you listen to this episode. So in this episode, we're going to get into examining where are you right now in your journey? What are you struggling with? And why do you continue to struggle with this, both from like a where is this coming from perspective, and what are the behaviors or things that you continue to engage in now that maybe unknowingly are keeping you within that struggle? And the first question to ask yourself really is, what, as Amy calls it, does your inner shit talker say to you, whether it's on an hourly basis, a daily basis, a weekly basis? What is that person saying to you? What is your deep-seated belief about worth that your inner shit talker is probably commenting on? And is it that you'll never be fill in the blank enough? And why is it that? So to help you kind of get into this a little bit more, think about these questions. What was the messaging that you received around body image growing up? What was the messaging that you received around food growing up? Were certain things always available, or were you not allowed to eat certain things? What is your relationship to those foods like now? Were the people in your household growing up always dieting? Did they model a healthy or good relationship, or were they modeling chronic dieting behaviors, negative self-talk, extreme exercise, compensating for things after going on vacation, constantly weighing themselves? What was going on in your household? And by the way, as we're getting into all of these things, this might be the kind of episode where you either want to have like a piece of paper or a journal, or maybe there's just the notes app on your phone open so that you can start to jot down some kind of ideas while you're listening to these questions. And you're always welcome to pause the episode, write down some notes, and then come back to it and unpause it. I promise I will still be here when you get back. So about these specific questions, the messaging around food and body image and dieting and stuff like that growing up, you might start to realize as these things are coming up for you, as you're writing them down and thinking through them, that a lot of the things that you observed or messages that you received growing up as a kid are showing up in your patterns now and are things that you may be struggling with because they were absorbed deep into your self-conscious. And here's the thing is that if you're a parent, you realize this. If you're not, like me, you might not realize this as much. But kids see, hear, and mimic that stuff. Everything that we're doing, whether they intend to or not, they absorb it And it might be something that they start to struggle with now, or maybe at some point later than life when they're going through a particularly stressful time, and then they revert to behaviors that were comforting in their childhood or that they absorbed or saw during childhood, whether they intend to or not, whether it's a healthy behavior or an unhealthy behavior or coping mechanism. And we're not talking about healthy as in nutrient dense here. We're talking healthy as in health promoting, or unhealthy behaviors as in self-destructive behaviors, self-loathing behaviors that then negatively affect your mental and physical health. And then underneath this all, whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether it's body image or relationship with food, chronic dieting, exercise addiction, constantly trying to change your body or never being satisfied with it, never being satisfied with your business, constantly chasing or people pleasing, whatever, you know, fill in the blank, all of these things, or maybe one or two of them. Underneath all of that, what is the fulfillment or the emotion that you are looking to fulfill with those behaviors? What is your why behind chasing the perfect family, the perfect job, the perfect partner, the perfect body, the perfect diet and exercise routine? What is it? Is it validation from your partner or your family or your parents? Is it proving something to someone? Is it the fear of something, of not being enough, of not being lovable, of not being attractive? What is it? So this would be one of those really good points to pause the recording, maybe replay it, think about it, write some stuff down. And now we're back, if you paused. So then think about, what is it that's holding you back from achieving that fulfillment or that emotion that you're going for with these actions? Why do you think you're not enough or not fill in the blank enough? And enough what? What is that in the blank for you? Because this is something different for everyone. It could be not rich enough, not thin enough, not lean enough, not strong enough, not pretty enough, not, you know, shit together enough. I don't have the four kids or the two kids and the dog and the white picket fence and everything like that. You know, what is it enough? What are you afraid of? Is it the fear of not being loved, of not being accepted, that you're not good enough to measure up to your parents' or your family's expectations, or maybe measuring up to society's expectations of attractiveness or success, or these milestones of what we're supposed to be doing by age 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is? What are you afraid of? What are those things that you feel like you should be doing that when you see other people achieving those things or getting to those milestones, you then feel like you're not enough? And what does that reflect about your inherent beliefs about worthiness or success or any of these things? Okay, next big question. I know these are all like very deep and stuff. So tying into this stuff, where are you guilty of chronic people pleasing? And is that impacting your self-care? So for example, are you a yes person? Because hello, me, I am totally a yes person. This is something that I'm working on, but my entire life, I have always been a say yes and think about the consequences later person. So for example, do you always say yes to things before thinking them through? Like, yes, I can definitely make cupcakes for my kids' class last minute, no matter all the other stress going on. Or yes, I can definitely dog sit for you for 3 weeks, even though I have a ton of projects going on at work. Or yes, I can totally take on 6 more clients this week, only to realize later that you've way overcommitted yourself and are completely exhausted, and then you feel bad for canceling on plans that you didn't even want to make in the first place, or not being able to fulfill those things that you promised or said you could do when really you didn't have the time or maybe money or resources or whatever it was to complete those things and to do this favor for someone else, in addition to fulfilling everything that you need to do for yourself to keep yourself healthy and well in the first place. And this, all of these things aren't to beat you guys down or to say, oh, you're doing this wrong and like, you know, you're a bad person for people pleasing. No. Remember, the reason that people pleasing and being a yes person is so easy for us is because this is our comfort zone. This is the homeostasis that Amy was talking about, that your body is always trying to get back to. you're always trying to get back to your comfort zone, your homeostasis, the sameness, the status quo, whatever it is, because this is the path of least resistance. This is the easiest thing. You've worn that path so many times that it's so easy to go back to, whether it's your pattern of overexercising or dieting or people pleasing or perfectionism or whatever it is. And it takes a lot of work to kind of whack a new path through the forest. It is not easy, but it is worth it. And the last thing here that I want to leave you guys with, because this is one of my favorite parts of Amy's episode, is after you've kind of gone through all of this stuff, and let's be honest, we're going through the weeds here. This is not like easy stuff. This is not a therapy session, but this kind of thing, even journaling this all out, is very therapeutic in nature. But once you've gone through all of that and you might be thinking, oh my God, how could I do this to myself? I can't believe this. Why have I been doing this? I've been self-sabotaging, you know, all this kind of stuff. Or you might just be feeling like kind of icky right now. You're like, oh my God, I'm really deep in the weeds of my own stuff. Let's stop saying I feel bad and I feel guilty when you feel you have done nothing wrong according to you. Like Amy said in her episode, we say I feel bad and I feel guilty, not when we feel we've done something wrong, but when we feel that we have done something wrong according to someone else. You feel like you might have hurt their feelings, or you feel like you might have stepped across a boundary for them or something like that, which yes, we want to be sensitive to that. But at the same time, don't then pile all this guilt around yourself if you truly feel morally, ethically, your boundaries wise that you've done nothing wrong. Okay? Stop chronically apologizing. Or like Amy says, stop allowing people to hurl guilt at you and then you internalize it to the point where it's taking over your life and it does start to make you feel horrible. So say it with me, I'm not currently accepting any piles of shit, so please don't leave a message. And lastly, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a quote. If your worth is not created internally, you will always be searching for self-worth outside yourself by attempting to control your food, your body size, and other people's perceptions of you. You'll be stuck in the I will be happy when's forever. And as you guys know, as I have talked about many, many times on this podcast, that is not a sustainable or healthy or happy place to be right now or really at any time in your life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit of a shorter one. We're going to be back next week with our regularly scheduled interviews. We're going to be talking about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And then we have a couple other great guests coming up on the podcast. In addition to that, ask me anything / listener questions episode. So if you have any questions related to this episode or really any of the episodes that I've done in maybe the past 10, 15 episodes since I last did a listener questions one, let me know. You can email me at realfoodwithdana@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message on Instagram, and I look forward to hearing your feedback about this episode. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends, and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes. And come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.